Welcome to another episode of The Antique Vintager, where each episode, Jeff Eller, The Antique Vintager, discusses vintage items from jewelry, watches, art, and items of vertu in relationship to the times they were made, incorporating history and items in a fascinating way. Remember, just because it's old doesn't make it valuable. Now, here are your hosts, Jeff and Ann Eller.
Vintager here today. You thought you would come on and talk about a few topics here. So what you got?
Well, right now in this century, we're having a surge of nostalgia restorations for both home and restaurants. We have more restaurants that go for the old decor, kind of like a la the Cracker Barrel, but there are other restaurants like that too. There's Frontier, there's Yesterday's Menu. There's a half a dozen that go for that. And in that, on the house, I'm going to go through the categories and then what we can do and what a individual can do. Number one thing that happens when somebody passes and they're an older person, let's say 80s or 90s, and they've lived in their own house, people that go in the house, first thing they do is empty the kitchen drawers and throw the stuff away.
Oh, they don't want to do that, do they?
They absolutely don't want to do that. I mean, a lot of the silverware is throwaway or giveaway. A lot of the hand tools are giveaway, throwaway. But we've gotten as much as $40 for a pair of egg beaters.
The old time, the ones where you had to crank.
The same thing for everything from nutcrackers to lemon squeezers. And especially the old countertop Art Deco cast aluminum juice squeezer for both grapefruit and oranges.
Actually, any of the old appliances that are still in working condition or are capable of being fixed,
yes,
are doing very well because people are putting those, what, in mid-century homes?
Right. Especially, you know, it hurts your heart when you go by a place or you drive up to a place and they're trying to sell you the silver or maybe jewelry or maybe some other things, and you look in a dumpster and there's the toaster.
Yeah.
How many times have we had them go in that dumpster, or we went in rather, and got the toaster, the milkshake maker, the wearing blender, you know, things with a modern name to them, but were old things, everything, even old vacuum cleaners, the old Electrolux vacuum cleaners, we sold a half a dozen of them in the last 10 years that didn't have to be restored. Now, they showed wear, but they didn't have to be restored. They ran excellent. And the old Hoovers with the cast aluminum head that they used to use in the hotels and everything. Excellent. And so the appliances, don't throw them out. There are people that buy them. They buy them and restore them.
How about some of the old pots and pans?
Pots and pans, let's just take it. The Crusette, the copper bottom ones, the Revere copper bottom. All of those are very much in demand. The old iron skillets, the old ones, not the modern ones, the old ones, much in demand.
The old waffle makers.
Especially waffle. The waffle maker is one of the standards.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't help from thinking that when my parents moved to Florida, how much of that stuff we threw away.
But,
couldn't
you know,
even
you got,
give it away.
Right, because you look at the time, though. It wasn't, that was, they moved to Florida back in the
60s.
And it just wasn't popular. But like so many things, they come back around.
Oh, yes. And the appliances, there are people now that rebuild the refrigerators with the modern technology, albeit not the same equipment that's in the old refrigerator. Although some of them are just from the same equipment, but they usually put a new compressor in. And it's much more efficient than the old one, and it's quite unique from the standpoint that it'll go in a house that's being restored as a mid-century modern house.
Now, what are we talking about when we're talking mid-century modern?
Mid-century modern goes from the end of World War II up until 1974.
So they were not large homes.
They were not large homes. By and large, they were between 1,600 and 1,800 square feet. But they had three bedrooms. They had a dining room. They had an ample kitchen. And they had the so-called mud room, which was the laundry room.
And so everything was to scale.
Everything was to scale. You didn't put a 111-inch sofa in the living room.
Right.
The sofas of that day were 70 inches.
So that's why people are searching for those type of things, because right. They fit better in the smaller homes. And we have so many homes today. People are building patio homes, for example.
Well, you could transfer anything that you would be buying for a mid-century modern bungalow or the typical house, the little cantilevered roof house, and transfer that same furniture to most of these patio homes, and you wouldn't have to change a thing because it fits in the same scale. Everything is in the scale of the times that it was built in,
sure.
Even the stoves. Now, clocks. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
The wall clocks of the 50s are now traditional on any show on TV. I don't care whether it's that 70s show or it was some of the older shows Somebody Loves, Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah.
That was a typical show that used older 1950s modern decor. But that's a thing that's now the old alarm clock radios. They're in demand. A few years ago, you couldn't give them away. And the outlets like hospice or whatever didn't even want them, really.
Right.
But now they sell. They don't sell for a lot, but they sell. They sell for $45, $50. We buy them for $20, $25.
We had a guy not long ago come in here and buy a huge cabinet radio.
Right.
Because he was restoring his house, and he was doing every room exactly to the period.
And we've sold other ones just like that for people that were doing period restorations down in McCormick, some of those old houses, and we've done real well on supplying the innards for that house. So clocks are a big thing. And the other thing we went over was the utensils. The utensils in the kitchen, from the Schrade knives to the Genzo knife, which was heavily advertised, one of the first ones that advertised on TV. A special deal, $19.95. Pick up your phone and order it now.
Right.
Oh, my God. All that is appropriate to the time. The furniture, the ones, the Formica top tables with the chrome chairs, the S chairs, absolutely. Couldn't give away. Now people are out there beating the bushes looking for them. The originals.
Right.
There's copies, but the copies are flimsy compared to the originals. The originals give you a hernia, but the copies are real lightweight. Lighting, big deal. Look at all those shows that we're talking about, type thing, and the lighting. If you watched Nickelodeon and the home shows, the Bradys, the any one of those 50s, 60s, 70s shows, the lighting in it has made a comeback. The ones that we used to call the Sputnik lights, you can't hardly find them in the used category anymore. Amazing. The wagon wheel lights like Ethan Allen used to sell are back in vogue.
Hard to believe, isn't it?
Hard to believe. And finally, something as simple as the front door. In the 50s, it was usually three rectangular panels in the door that were glass. And that was a big deal back then, because before then, everybody basically had a wood door, or they had the partition door, which was half and half. So you had a more modern-looking door, and now they're sought after. And the other ones that are sought after, any Victorian door. We know a guy that was selling the things at his house, and the auctioneer asked him about the doors that were in the shed, and he was on a berm, and the auctioneer took them, and he made as much off the doors as he did all the furniture auction.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Well, we have the news coming up here in just a minute, Jeff. I tell you what, when we come back, I want you to tell the story about the woman who left her home and took the door with her. That was at an antique show. Boy, I bet that was, 40-some years ago now.
Yeah.
Yep. We'll tell you that.
Still funny today.
Absolutely. So we'll tell that story. We're going to talk a lot more. So why don't you stick right with us right here on WCRS. If you got a question or a comment, or you just want to say, hello, Jeff, give us a call. 229-7984. That's 229-7984. And we'll be back. The Antique Vintager has arrived at 637 Durst Avenue East in Greenwood, South Carolina. How can you reach such a wizard? Just by calling 864-229-6613. Make your appointment today at The Antique Vintager. And don't forget to check out his new website, The Antique Vintager Emporium. Simply amazing! Oh, that's right. How you doing today? Hey, I'm Ann Eller. Phones are ringing off the hook. Jeff is on the air with us. Hello, everybody. Hey, and he wanted me to mention that, if people want to set up a time to come by and see you, you are always buying now in the afternoons, and it would be a good idea to give us a call before you come by, because you have so many people you're working with, but you'd love to see more people.
Yeah, I do need for them to call and get a time.
That's right. And you know the number, 229-6613. That's 229-6613. Give us a call. Let's set up an appointment. We are going to be closed on Monday. Is that correct, Mr. Eller?
That is correct.
Memorial Day, but we will be here today, tomorrow, 10 to 5. But Jeff is here in the afternoons, and we really need you to give us a call. Saturdays 10 to 2 on this Saturday. So love to give you a call. Love to see what you have that you'd like to show us. So give us a call, 229-6613.
We're 3 months behind in buying.
That's right. And now, back to the show.
Well, the next thing I wanted to go through was bathrooms. I know a guy that... he redoes your bathroom, and he specializes in the mill houses here, the brick ones.
Right.
And a big deal he makes out of things, he'll dispose of your old ones.
Yes.
Yeah. He's told me more than once that he's made more off of selling the porcelain sinks and the footed bathtubs than he made off doing the renovation
remodel
job.
Yeah, the remodel. Yeah.
Yeah, the remodel. there's actually people that drive around looking at pastures, not like they used to, but still do, looking for footed bathtubs used for watering troughs and things like that. Not so much anymore. But believe it or not, people come in, they say, well, mine was scratched. The porcelain was worn through. So what? There are people that specialize in redoing a bathtub, and they'll come to your place to redo it.
And some of those bathtubs were pretty darn neat, those old ones, and comfy.
Especially the ones that have, let's say, the lion's foot for the bathtubs, the real old elder bathtubs, and standard bathtubs were really, really well made, and you could actually float in them. quite frankly, my little brother was taught to swim in a damn bathtub.
It must have been a big bathtub, Jeff.
It was a big bathtub. I mean, it had to be big to get the whole family in there on a Saturday. No. But it was a big bathtub. Yeah, you're right. You know, people didn't have showers as a primary source of cleanliness. They had bathtubs. But anyhow, the bottom line is that a quality footed bathtub sells for about $500.
Wow.
That doesn't mean you'll get $500. That means a seller, a dealer, gets about $500 and all the way up to $1,200 for some of the specialty ones. The specialty one would be ones that are real high back.
Sure.
Yeah.
And today they're making new ones like the old ones.
And they are out of sight for its cost.
Yeah. That's what
the
I was
replica gonna... ones are up around $2,000.
Wow.
Yeah. So it still pays for somebody renovating the house or restoring the house to buy the originals.
Yeah. You know, one of the other things that I like out of the old bathrooms is the knobs that used to say that they were porcelain, I think, and they said hot and cold.
Yeah. They have a price now.
Yeah.
I mean, none of this stuff comes cheap when you're trying to do a restoration on a mid-century house. Next category that we come to, and remember, folks, we're buying, always buying. Next thing we come to is the commercial side of restorations, renovations, or decor. And one of the prime examples we have right here in Greenwood is Cracker Barrel.
Yep.
Cracker Barrel, every time they opened the store, took a tractor trailer load of items.
You know, and those items are not reproductions.
No, they're the actual stuff. They made a big deal over, they have somebody check every piece for it to be authentic. And they rotate the stuff every 3 to 5 years at a store.
You know, they must, because I was in Cracker Barrel a few weeks ago and was standing there in the gift shop and happened to look up, and I can't remember what I saw, a toboggan, something, and I went, I don't remember seeing that there, and there was a toboggan.
Yep.
An old one, you know, the old wood ones with the curve.
With the curve.
Yep.
What it comes down to, folks, don't throw it away. I got a child's stroller type thing yesterday. Now, we're going to restore it, but it's from the 1930s, and it's still very applicable today. I mean, it has guards for furniture guards on it and everything. I mean, it's quite a little engineered marvel. But Cracker Barrel isn't the only one. You have the, quote, diner stores restaurants, which have the black and white checkered floors and the chrome on them, and the Formica tops. Well,
how about motorhomes or trailers?
Oh,
that's
my God.
A big market. And have you seen those new ones they have out there at Masters that are throwbacks to the retro market?
Yeah, that's big market, but the diner restaurants, we have original stools out of five and dime counter back from the 60s. And you would think, well, what do you don't do with them? Well, we actually, if we get around to advertising them, they sell very quickly. Things like that, don't throw away. Even the old adding machines, the ones with the side crank, don't throw it away. It's kind of unique to begin with. But now people use them as decor things in offices and in restaurants. One of the things that kind of amused me is this steampunk thing where you make things out of gauges and pieces of pipe and grills and things like that. I mean, especially grills and gauges, is that every blowtorch, the old copper blowtorch that you got in that had copper barrels and the top of it was usually brass.
Right.
We can't get enough of them. They're gone as soon as we put them up.
And the old typewriters?
The old typewriters, they still don't bring a lot, but they bring something. 10 years ago, the only thing they brought was scrap. To get anything, you took it down. The guy that bought metal bought it because he bought the metal for the keys. Now, $25 to $100.
Yeah. And people are either using them or just using them to accessorize an office.
Well, accessorizing an office has become a big deal, especially on ones that have, let's say, a meeting room, a decor place, a sales particular office. They use that stuff. It is very noteworthy because it breaks the ice.
Sure.
It lets people relax because there's something nostalgic. And let's face it, the guys making the deals aren't 20 years old. He's making the deals as 50s and 60-year-old guys.
Yeah,
and women,
yes. It is really neat to see how people are incorporating those things. But, you know, I would think one of the things that would be an issue for people, if you have some of these old things and you want to get them restored or you want to restore them, I mean, how do you go about that?
Come in. I'll point you in a direction of ones that can do it. I don't guarantee their work. I guarantee that they're human and that they do it.
Yeah.
But they're not cheap.
And they're usually not fast.
And absolutely, absolutely not fast.
That's right.
Now, you can get a piece of furniture refinished in a reasonable amount of time, but if you're doing a Coke cooler or a Pepsi machine or some of the other things, not fast. Especially if it has to be re-chromed. Now, we come down to the mid-century items like Coke machines, all types. We buy, we sell, you can sell. Jukeboxes. Jukeboxes have dropped a lot in price in the last 10 years, but there's still a market for them, and there's a market whether they're working or not. And
pinball machines,
hot market.
Yep.
And they're looking for the ones that don't even have the flippers on them. Older than flippers. We're talking 1950s.
Wow.
1940s.
Wow.
And chrome chairs, fountain equipment, the big pulls on the fountain equipment that when you get your Coke or whatever, all those are being looked for. And they retrofit them to meet today's standards for hygiene. Hmm. Interesting, huh?
It is very interesting.
Well, normal Coke fountain installation doesn't really cost you anything. You make a contract to buy the drink for X number of years, and they put all the fountain accoutrements in. But this is where you get money for the fountain accoutrements that they would have put in, but you'll have to add more to it to put the period piece fountains in, especially for diners.
Yeah.
And the old aluminum type diner is coming back.
Yeah.
And registers, even when they're not being really used, they're just a decor part, it sets the mood. There's a guy in Chicago that's going around the country and setting up stores that only sell used Levi's. That's all he sells, used Levi's. And some of them are up to 100 years old, but boy, they're expensive. But his store decor has 1940s, 50s registers.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is cool because it fits what they were. I mean, the store is rough cut.
Right.
He has the wagon wheel lights, the whole thing.
Makes you feel like you're going in and buying something, right, partner?
Right. I mean, he's got it going. He does the leather vest. He is just a tremendous entrepreneur. The problem that he has is you can't exponentially enlarge the opportunity to buy from him because there's not that much stuff out there on the market for him to get it in, recondition it, and put it in your closet.
Yeah.
Now,
you know, I think there's in the kitchen stuff, though, Jeff, I know you're going on, but I was just thinking about the type of mugs and the coffee sets and tea sets and things like that that were very retro that people like to have sitting on their counter.
Especially tea and coffee sets.
Mm-hmm.
Every time my mother had the preacher over, it was tea and coffee set.
Mm-hmm.
And if she had any of her friends from, quote, town, it was tea and coffee set.
And probably she used a silver plate.
Yep.
Yep. I mean, it doesn't have to be sterling to be nice.
No, ours was silver plate.
Right.
Yeah. But it was beautiful.
And it really just adds a little elegance. And then, of course, there's the linens.
Yeah.
That go along with that. And all of these things that we have a tendency to think about throwaway is the point here.
Well, the point is that you're passing up money. It's just like you're burning $100 bills when you start throwing away stuff.
That's right. And some of it needs to be restored and cleaned and taken care of and everything. And you may not want to do it. Or maybe it's your parents' stuff and you don't want to do it. But there are people like us that are out there that are willing to do this.
I buy old calendars.
Yeah, those pinup calendars. We know, Jeff.
That may be true. But they're still old.
They're young.
They went on the walls of a garage, you know, where the public didn't walk in too often.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, all the tool companies used to put them out.
Yeah.
But it's different.
How about old tools?
Old tools, I was coming to. There's a wall decor for the steampunk places. Old tools, especially wrenches.
And signage.
Yep. And types of games. Bar games, bar top games, the profit makers, the things where you put a quarter in, and if you could bend a spring over and fire your quarter in the hole, you could get a pack of cigarettes, or you got something else, or they paid you under the table. All of those things are hot. Any coin-operated machines from the 50s, pretty hot.
Now, you know, but I'm afraid you're giving people a lot of false hope on how much hot is and how much money is.
Well, what we're talking about is something that was zero 10, 12 years ago. Is now in the $20, $25 category.
So it's worth bringing it in, dusting it off, and letting you take a look at it. But you're not going to get rich off of it.
No, you don't get rich, but you know, the incidental few hundred dollars that an average household has, it, even when they think they don't have anything, is more than worthwhile doing.
Yeah. So if you're in the process of maybe going through mom and dad's stuff, you might want to make two piles. One that's definitely going to hospice or faith home or, and one that you bring over here to us, or give us a call, and if it's too much, we can come take a look at it.
That's true. You know, and if you're into buying this stuff, you're renovating the house or whatever, you have basic outlets. Faith Home is an excellent outlet. Probably right now it's the number one in the city. Right behind it, of course, is hospice. But Faith Home is quality stuff. I mean, really quality. The guy that sells the jeans would be well advised to come down here and clean their racks out. The Antique Emporium, that's us, folks. We're good buyers and sellers of this particular type of thing.
And speaking of that, we are bringing out a lot more stuff than what we had out here. So if you've been here, checked it out, and said, where's the stuff? Well, you come see us next week, folks. We're going to have stuff everywhere.
You know, one of the things that's happened is somehow we've gotten to be known as the go-to people for pocket watches. And the 1940s, 30s, even 20s of the wristwatches.
Yeah. We've got some beauties here. And, you know, those are such a great graduation gift, groomsman's gift. I mean, they are just so perfect. And all of ours are fixed and in excellent working condition.
They don't go out the door unless they're working well.
So if you are looking for one, you can check out our website, theantiquevintageremporium.com. That's theantiquevintageremporium, EMPORIUM.com. Check it out and just stop on by. Really, we're here like 10 to 5 most mornings, most days, and Saturdays like 10 to 2. We are going to be closed on Monday, though, so just so you know.
On Monday, just hold your breath and wait for Tuesday.
There you go. All right. Well, Jeff, we only got a couple minutes left. Well, would you like to wrap this up?
I'd like to wrap it up into the fact that this stuff is diminishing to the public year after year. It gets fewer and fewer, and yet the demand is actually going up. I mean, there was a time when the guy that come and did your bathtub, if he took out the old sink, the old bathtub, yeah, it was worthwhile paying him to haul it off. Now, it's worthwhile for you to sell those.
That's right. Or say, how much are you going to pay me to haul it off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that comes back around. I mean, it is... It's an era that people are returning to because it felt good.
Yeah.
I mean, Bo Bowman has an antique aircraft out to his place. Well, I hadn't even thought about that particular plane for 50 or 60 years. But when I was a kid, my father had a plane, and in the hangar right alongside of us was the same model Bo has.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
and that was on his bucket list to get.
And it was a go-to aircraft back then. For a small aircraft, everybody wanted it because it made you feel good to fly it.
That's right. What kind was it? Do you remember what it's called?
Yeah.
No? Okay. I was trying to think. It's something about the third wheel or something. I don't remember, but it's a tail
dragger.
Tail dragger. There you go.
Which takes a little additional skill to fly.
Yeah, he had to get some training or something to be able to do it. Yeah.
The flying part it takes additional skill is landing.
Yeah. Get it off the ground, but you got to get down, folks.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Jeff? This has been really, really nice to have you with us this afternoon. Thanks for coming in and talking about. We've had some people giggling out there about the pinup calendar thing that you said. We've had some other comments where people didn't know that you were buying those type of things, and that you're back in the saddle again, Jeff.
Took a while.
It certainly did. From my perspective, it seemed like forever. But anyways, make sure you come by and see Jeff. He'd love to see you and love to start doing business, because he's ramped up and raring to go. But please give us a call, 229-6613. That's 229-6613. We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Antique Vintager. Make sure to visit our website, theantiquevintageremporium.com, for video clips and pictures of the show, as well as lots of merchandise. Jeff also looks forward to your questions and comments. While you're on the website, theantiquevintageremporium.com, don't forget to sign up for email notifications. Tune in next week for The Antique Vintager. Bye-bye!